This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vowed to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. He won the vice presidential election by a margin of 152 votes yesterday. Mr. Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes while his opponent, B. Sudarshan Reddy, got 300 votes. In his first public remarks after the victory, Vice President-elect said, the opposition alliance has said that this election was an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, it is a victory for every Indian and everyone has to work together if we have to make India a developed nation by 2047. Here is a look at Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's career profile.
Strongly rooted in the RSS and the BJP, Mr. Radhakrishnan brings along a rich political and administrative experience that will prove handy in his role as the ex-officio chairperson of Rajya Sabha. Seen as a soft-spoken and non-confrontational leader, 67-year-old Radhakrishnan succeeds Jagdeep Dhankar, who resigned as vice president on July 21st on health grounds. The victory of Radhakrishnan, a seasoned politician from Tamil Nadu, was a foregone conclusion to the ruling alliance's numerical edge. He is the third leader from Tamil Nadu to occupy the coveted post. Akhila News Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on his election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan and congratulated him on winning the vice presidential election yesterday. Prime Minister Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, violence in Nepal is heartrending. Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. In a post on his social media platform Truth Social, Trump said he's looking forward to speaking with my very good friend Prime Minister Modi in the upcoming weeks. President Trump expressed optimism that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion for both of our great countries. The announcement comes weeks after the U.S. imposed a 50% tariff on Indian goods, including an additional 25% penalty on purchases of Russian oil. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported yesterday. Both the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel's Internal Security Agency, Shin Bet, acknowledged responsibility for the operation, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. In a statement, Hamas held the U.S. jointly responsible for the attack, citing Washington's continued support for Israeli aggression and crimes against Hamas people. Meanwhile, the White House said the Israeli operation in Doha ran counter to President Donald Trump's efforts to achieve peace in Gaza.
The Trump administration was notified by the United States military that as Israel was attacking Hamas, which very unfortunately was located in a section of Doha, the capital of Qatar. Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal.
India has expressed concern and called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli strikes in Doha. Afghanistan handed a massive 94-run defeat to Hong Kong in the opening match of the Asia Cup at Abu Dhabi in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs, thanks to a 73-run knock. Today, Team India is set to begin its campaign against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.